WMRA News. I'm Bob Levickin. Flyers touting ICE and law enforcement appear in Waynesboro, apparently distributed by the KKK. Meanwhile, massive ICE raids touted by President Trump in several U.S. cities are not happening yet, but there has been an uptick in safety checkpoints. And we fact-check some claims made by Trump's new immigration czar, former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, July 17th. This past weekend, undocumented immigrants across Virginia braced for raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. As of Wednesday, those threats appear not to have materialized, but as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, there has been an uptick in safety checkpoints.
Immigrant advocates in Virginia say they've gotten reports of police checkpoints where ICE agents are present and asking for documentation in Northern Virginia, the Shenandoah Valley, and around Richmond and Jamestown.
There is a level of racial profiling that goes along with these checkpoints where people are asked for their papers only if they look a certain way.
Reverend Leonina Arizmendi is also an immigrant advocate and says reports of ICE raid may be a distraction tactic. And regardless of whether they happen, the threat of them still has an effect.
It's traumatic. Things that people have to constantly relive. You have to have your safety plans. You have to go over rules. I mean, I have to talk to my 6-year-old about not opening doors.
An ICE spokesperson wouldn't confirm or provide details of any ICE operations, but said they prioritize the arrest and removal of, quote, unlawfully present aliens who pose a threat, adding that anyone in violation of immigration laws may be subject to deportation. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Meanwhile, flyers believed to be from the Ku Klux Klan appeared in Waynesboro over the weekend. The news leader reports the flyers touted support for, quote, law enforcement everywhere and said ICE is nice, referring to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The material appeared the same weekend that President Trump had said ICE would be conducting mass raids in several U.S. cities. The Waynesboro Police Department said it received 2 reports of KKK flyers being left on East Main Street. Governor Ralph Northam is struggling to raise money for Democrats running for the General Assembly after his blackface scandal. New campaign finance reports filed on Monday show the Democratic governor raised slightly more than $300,000 from April to June. That's the second quarter of this year. In comparison, his predecessors, Terry McAuliffe and Bob McDonnell, raised much more during the same period in their terms. Many Republican and some Democratic officials in Virginia, including Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, called for Northam to resign in February after a racist picture surfaced from his 1984 medical school yearbook page. Northam denied being in the picture, but he admitted to wearing blackface as a young man. Virginia governors cannot serve consecutive terms, but they are typically their party's biggest fundraisers for off-year legislative elections, such as this year. All 140 seats in the General Assembly are on the ballot in November. Currently, Republicans hold a 2-seat majority in each chamber. Governor Northam is urging the Internal Revenue Service to make gifts for mass shooting victims tax deductible. In a press release on Tuesday, the governor announced a proclamation recognizing that the Virginia Beach Tragedy Fund, quote, seeks to perform an essential government function. He therefore urged the IRS to follow suit. The fund aids the families of victims of the Virginia Beach mass shooting. It was established by the United Way of Southampton Roads in partnership with the City of Virginia Beach. The fund must receive the new designation for donations to be considered tax deductible. So far, the fund has received thousands of donations, totaling more than $3 million. A challenge to Virginia's so-called habitual drunkard law has gotten new life. A federal appeals court reinstated a lawsuit challenging a Virginia law that allows police to arrest and jail people designated as, quote, habitual drunkards if they are caught with alcohol. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Tuesday that the challenge can move forward. A divided appeals court voted 8-7 to allow the lawsuit to proceed, finding that the law is unconstitutionally vague. The ruling from the full court reverses earlier rulings from a judge and a 3-judge panel dismissing the lawsuit. The Legal Aid Justice Center argues that the law targets homeless alcoholics and violates the 8th Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. The Virginia Attorney General's office argues that the state has a legitimate interest in discouraging alcohol and drug abuse. Computers in the Defense Department are said to be among the top distributors of child pornography. Abigail Spanberger represents Virginia's 7th District in the House of Representatives, and she has co-authored legislation to try to stop that. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
Last year, an investigation by the National Criminal Justice Training Program of over 3,000 computer networks revealed DoD computers ranked 19th for peer-to-peer sharing of child pornography. Spanberger co-sponsored an amendment to the Defense Authorization Bill with North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows.
It provides investigators with additional resources and training so that they can root out sexually exploited images of children.
Along with training, the End National Defense Network Abuse Act would require the Pentagon to enter into agreements with law enforcement and child protection services, among others, to end what she calls a shameful disgrace. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
The House of Representatives is set to vote Thursday morning on raising the minimum wage, and Virginia Congressman Bobby Scott is leading the charge, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Republicans and business groups hate the idea of raising the minimum wage. They say they're concerned about workers losing jobs as a result, and they think the whole idea of having a minimum wage in the first place should be left to the states anyway. Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox of North Carolina says a one-size approach will not work.
The cost of living in New York City is 130% higher than the cost of living in Newport News, where the chairman's from.
That would be Chairman Bobby Scott, who took control of the Education and Labor Committee from Fox earlier this year. Now that Democrats are in charge, they're ushering Scott's bill through the House floor, a bill that would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That's the first raise for low-wage workers in more than a decade.
Studies show that the minimum wage today, you can't rent a two-bedroom apartment anywhere in the United States. I'm not talking about San Francisco and New York City. I'm talking about anywhere. Modest two-bedroom apartment.
The bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, where it might never make it onto the calendar. And then, of course, the White House has already signaled it would probably get a veto. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli is now President Trump's acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. He recently made some specific public claims about Trump's immigration policy. As part of an occasional series from WCVE, News Director Craig Carper spoke with Warren Fisk, editor for PolitiFact Virginia, who did some fact-checking of Cuccinelli's claims.
Warren, President Trump last month appointed former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli as acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Ever since, Cuccinelli has been on the front line of the immigration debate and a leading defender of the president's tough immigration policies. On July 7th, he was on Fox News Sunday. Cuccinelli said he's gone to ceremonies where U.S. citizenship is conferred and found it to be a, quote, very moving experience. Here's the rest of that exchange with host Dana Perino.
How many of those people per year is America letting in right now?
Well, last year we were in the range of 850,000, and that was the most in 5 years. And this fiscal year we will pass that. So, you know, people who come after the president and this administration say, oh, you know, you don't like immigrants. Well, we're letting more people become citizens than has happened in years. So
I don't think people realize that, indeed.
No, they don't.
All right, Warren, PolitiFact National looked into Cuccinelli's claims about citizenship. Is he right?
Partially. There was a slight uptick in the number of immigrants who became citizens last year, but the number Cuccinelli gave is inflated, and the approval rate for citizenship isn't the highest it's been in years.
Okay, walk us through that.
Sure. Let's get started with a little background. Generally, before becoming a naturalized U.S. citizen, an immigrant must pay a fee, pass a civics test, and a background check, have legal permanent residence for at least 5 years, and meet other criteria. The last step is taking the oath of allegiance to the United States at a naturalization ceremony. Now, last fiscal year, 757,000 naturalization applications were approved, and this is according to Cuccinelli's agency. That's less than a 1% increase from 2016, the last year of the Obama administration. 753,000 were naturalized that year. The highest number this decade was in 2013, when 780,000 immigrants became citizens.
Okay, so where did Cuccinelli get his 850,000 number for last year?
Well, that's the number of people who submitted a naturalization application. 849,500 people completed the application last fiscal year, according to Cuccinelli's agency. 89% of those applications were approved. That's the same percentage that was approved in 2017. In 2016, 90% were approved.
So what did PolitiFact rate this statement?
Well, Cuccinelli said, quote, "We're letting more immigrants become citizens than has happened in years." And he also said that the number last year was 850,000. He's high on the number. It was 757,000 last year. That's the most since 2013, when there were 780,000 immigrants who became citizens. So overall, PolitiFact found Cuccinelli's statement to be partially accurate and rated it half true.
For more on this and other fact checks, you can go to ideastations.org/PolitiFact.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Wednesday.